This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
When you read this verse that says he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel, it sounds like God's punishing ignorance. He's not. He's punishing disobedience. People who said, I will not listen to the word of God. I don't want to hear it. Question, have you ever been around a person and maybe something spiritual came up and they raised their hand and said, I don't want to hear it. Don't go there. We're not going to talk about the Bible. We're not going to talk about heaven and hell. I don't want to hear it. Those are people who, whether they realize it or not, are rejecting anything to do with the Lord. I don't want to hear it. And it's not my idea. This is not my theory. I'm not postulating a theory of my own. I'm reading to you God's word that says he will punish those who do not know God, do not obey the gospel. They will be punished, verse 9, with everlasting destruction. And get this, shut out from the presence of the Lord. What does that mean? Heaven is where God is. Hell is where God is not. Simplest definition I know to give you of heaven and hell. Heaven is where God is. Hell is where God is not. Jesus would say, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, that's where you'll be. The whole idea of heaven is being with the Lord. The whole idea of hell is not being anywhere near him, being on the outside of the kingdom of heaven, being on the outside of heaven itself. Becky, or Rebecca, is from Pittsburgh. She said the first time she was introduced to the hard, cold facts of life was when she was 12 years old. She went to the funeral of her grandfather. She said, that's when I had my first encounter with death. And she said, I realized then that tomorrow is not promised. Nowhere are we promised tomorrow. And I referenced that earlier. We're not promised tomorrow. Tomorrow is a gift. She quotes an actress that I've never heard of, an actress who said, life is too short not to make the best and most of everything that comes your way every day. We're not to pass up opportunities. And the greatest opportunity, of course, is this, to accept the Lord God Almighty. You may pass up a job opportunity. You may pass an opportunity to move. You may pass an opportunity for promotion. But don't pass up the opportunity to spend eternity with Christ. And that's the decision that people have to make. I decide not to spend an eternity with Christ or not. When I do any marriage counseling at all, and I am not a counselor, I don't advertise myself as a counselor. Whenever I talk to a couple, and some of you know this because you've talked to me, not breaking any confidences here because I tell every couple this, the greatest source of wounds in marriage is this. The greatest source of wounds in marriage is when one of the two people withdraws their spirit from the other. You say, what does that mean? Is it something emotional? Oh, it's more than that. Is it something physical? It may not have anything to do with physical at all. You can sleep in the same bed with a person who's withdrawn their spirit from you. You can go on vacation with the person who's withdrawn their spirit from you. You can go to ride to work every day with the person who has withdrawn their spirit from you. The greatest source of wounds in marriage is when a husband or a wife withdraws their spirit. They've pulled back their spirit emotionally and spiritually from their spouse. And the greatest example of that is when we pull away from the Lord God Almighty. And we said, don't want to have anything to do with his word. I don't want to have anything to do with the Lord's Supper. I don't want anything to do with worship. It's withdrawing your spirit from the Lord. The prognosis for that isn't too positive. It really isn't.
Well, I hope you'll make an effort to hear the conclusion of this first message from 2 Thessalonians tomorrow on SiriusXM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.